Well, it's not only humans who have the resilience and determination to survive. Those characteristics certainly apply to the animal kingdom too. How many of you remember koipu control? I bet you haven't thought about that in years, have you? Well, Derek James has been recalling those pesky koipu of yesteryear. And here's Tony to remind you too.
What's a koipu, younger readers may ask, while the rest of us, more mature folk, remember them well? They were wiped out because of the widespread damage they caused across East Anglia. The operation ended around 30 years ago. It had cost more than £2.5 million. The South American swamp beaver, or nutria, was introduced into this country by furriers in 1929 so they could make cheaper fur coats, and at first they were very popular. But once they started to escape from the koipu farms across eastern England, it was discovered just how much damage they were causing, munching into valuable root crops and burrowing through riverbanks, causing flooding. The powers that be decided the koipu had to go. Traps were made, guns were loaded, war was declared. In the beginning, all was well, but not for the nutria. They arrived in this country and headed east, where they were farmed before being killed and turned into fashionable fur coats. It was estimated there were about 40 such farms operating by the late 1930s. At one time, their coats were the height of fashion, but by the late 1950s they went out of style when the creatures began to become a menace. Mass escapes from the farms posed a serious threat to agriculture and waterways as a large feral population established itself. Breeding activity centred on the broads and wetlands of Norfolk and Suffolk, a home from home for the aquatic koipu, apart from the cold weather. The long, hard winter of 1962-63, coupled with the government's first trapping campaign, decimated koipu numbers for the rest of the decade. Live imports were also banned, and strict licences imposed on koipu keepers. Koipu control started in 1971, funded by the Ministry of Agriculture, Anglian Water, and the Internal Drainage Boards. It was another 10 years before the government committed itself to full eradication program. The joint funders gave the trappers 10 years and £2.5 million to wipe out the koipu. They went to work across the east of England. At the beginning of 1989, the campaign was wound up 2 years ahead of schedule. The trappers, said to be responsible for 34,000 kills, received a cash bonus, and according to team controller Ken Buckley, most of them had already found new jobs. But there was a nagging fear that out in the windswept marshes of the Waveney Valley and similar eastern wetland, the koipu still lurked. Dr. Maurice Gosling, head of the Koipu Control Laboratory in Norwich, said in 1989, "It's not impossible that the odd animal will crop up again, so we are maintaining a small staff here for 18 months to monitor sightings and arrange trapping if necessary." As for the mink, well, that's another story.
Gosh, that certainly was a trip down memory lane.